Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Kerry Pierce. Kerry, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready to do this.
All right, let's go. As I was reading that, Kerry, I realized you are probably the strongest and most powerful guest that we've ever had on the show.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
I'll have to go back and research, but there's like a 99% chance that that's true. Kerry was the fittest woman in America in 2016, 18, 19, and 20. She's a former Division I athlete, physique competitor, a weightlifter, CrossFitter. She's the creator of Power Abs Fit. And I think there's a brand new program launching today that I'm sure you're going to tell us about, Kerry. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, smart about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah. So my name is Kerry Pierce. I grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Then I went to University of Michigan, did gymnastics there. After that, I moved to New York City. I wanted just to, grow up, and that definitely helped me grow up real quick. I found my passion for health and fitness slightly before moving there, but I think I really established it when I was in New York. Then, I started competing in CrossFit. Like you said, became the 4-time fittest American female. I moved to Las Vegas in 2020, got to continue training. And in all of that, I started Power Abs in December of 2018, which is a 10-minute core program, no equipment needed. But I had gotten so many compliments on my abs because of gymnastics and then just my athletic background. And I was a personal trainer, so I knew how the body worked. I studied movement science in college, and I realized I loved working out and a lot of people don't. So I wanted to find a way where I could help other people enjoy working out, because I realized all the benefits that it has to offer. And it just makes me feel so good. It makes me confident. And I wanted other people to get to experience that maybe, like I said, didn't have that same passion or enjoy working out like I did. And since December 18, we have Power Abs. We have multiple Power Abs programs. We have different body parts, glutes, legs, arms. And like you said, we have Fit, which is a full body high intensity program. And then we also have Fit Strength, which is a strength training program. And today we released Fit Strength Pro, which is our more advanced Fit Strength program, which a lot of people who have done Fit Strength wanted more. So we're like, okay, we'll listen to you guys and create more. So that's a pretty quick rundown of me and what I do.
Awesome. Do you ever get sick of working out, Kerry?
I do. Yeah, there is times that I get sick and everyone's like, oh, like, how are you so motivated all the time? I'm like, I'm not always motivated. I'm disciplined. And I know, like, some days I just wake up in a bad mood like anybody else. And I just force myself to work out. And usually like halfway through the workout, I can just like feel myself changing. And all of a sudden I'm like, okay, we're good now.
I'm 100% sure that really resonates with everybody, of that feeling in the morning where you're supposed to be working out, but you just don't feel like it. Do you think that that's, for lack of a better term, like a muscle that as you push your way through those feelings of not wanting to do it, that it gets easier and easier to do it?
In a way, yes. I think that like each person needs to find what works for them to like get started as well. Like for me, I'm like, okay, like put on my workout clothes. And then I have like music that I play on my phone and it just kind of gets me going. And then the most important thing too is just like, just get started. Like once I start my warm up and you start like moving a little bit, then you get into the groove of it, or like just have what you're going to do. Like, cause some people are like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I know I need to work out, but I don't know what to do. So it's like, have that workout right in front of you. Like, even the night before, like Sunday night, whatever you're going to do on Monday, especially if you're a morning workout person, like have what you're going to do. Then you're not like thinking about it, trying to figure it out. And then by the time you realize like what you're going to do, you've wasted like 20 minutes or whatever. Just have a plan and just get started. I feel like those are always the biggest things, like I said, especially for me. And, you know, I feel like no matter how advanced you are, how long you've been working out, you're still going to have those days where you're just like, I'm tired, or I just don't feel like doing this. And, but you always feel better after, and you have to remember that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, do you think people overcomplicate things, life, fitness, exercise, yes. Diet?
Yep. Way overcomplicate. And especially that's one reason that I got into fitness as well. And all of my programs are 10 minutes. The strength programs are 10 minutes of work with additional built-in rest. And I think people overcomplicate. They're like, I have to go to a gym for hours on end to get results, to look the way I want. And with these 10-minute programs, don't get me wrong, they're very intense. So it's like, it's hard 10 minutes, but you can get results from 10 minutes a day, like just like focusing on it and just getting after it and giving it your best and being consistent. I feel like consistency beats perfection every day of the week, especially when it comes to working out. Just show up for yourself and get after it and don't make excuses, and you're going to see results. And same thing with nutrition, like drink more water, eat more whole foods, make sure you eat enough protein, limit your sugar, limit your alcohol. Things like that just go such a long way than trying to like create all these fancy things or this new fad diet or whatever it is. Like I said, whole clean foods is going to get you results, and any little bit of working out, like it adds up. Like I said, 10 minutes at a time. We even saw a study from Mass General Hospital that showed the benefits of working out with just 10 minutes a day. So it's like, even like these highly respected universities are doing, or like hospitals, and then we've seen from Harvard too, are doing studies on the benefits of shorter exercise, because a lot of people don't have hours and they have jobs, they're tired. It's like, is something better than nothing? And they're showing that yes, it is.
I think that that's such a powerful thing. And I've certainly found it to be true in my life. I don't know where I fall, probably on the spectrum of humanity, probably somewhere in the middle, because I don't love working out, but I don't hate it. And I've just been doing it consistently for essentially my whole life. And I am a proponent of everything you just talked about, of those small bites and just being consistent with it. The promise of that, of not having to spend a lot of time and getting great results, I feel like that people probably take advantage of that. And they probably, a lot of programs out there that say, you know, oh, it's 3-minute abs, it's 2-minute abs, but there's probably a lot of things that aren't real out there.
Yes, I agree. And honestly, like when we started Power Abs and we're like, get results in 10 minutes a day, there were a lot of people that like came back at us and like, no, you can't get 10 minute results in 10 minutes a day. But then after we had been out for a little while, we saw all these amazing women that were getting results from doing Power Abs. And it was really cool too, because there's some people that worked out and they had never had abs in their life, and then all of a sudden they're doing Power Abs and they're starting to see definition. Or there's people who are like getting off the couch and getting back into fitness, and they're like, I'm starting to like lose inches and I'm feeling better. And so it's cool. Like, we've had like opposite ends of the spectrum do Power Abs and just, like I said, feel better, be more confident, get rid of back pain. We actually had one of the New England Patriots, he's now on a different team, but he did Power Abs and it got rid of his back pain, which is really cool. And there's like a triathlete that was doing the programs, and he said he was riding his bike and he always had so much back pain, did Power Abs, and it reduced his back pain. Cause I think a lot of people do ab exercises in the gym, but they either like don't know what to do, or they do the same thing over and over and they don't know how to actually work their abs. And that's a big thing like that we do in Power Abs, is go over every movement, what you should be doing and what you should be feeling. So I think that's important in the program as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that we just regular folks who aren't thinking about fitness full time, really discount or underestimate or don't appreciate how important just our core is. You talked about back pain. Just speak a little bit on that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, you sit all day long. Like a lot of people don't necessarily have the best posture. So then you're rounding at your back and your core is not being worked. If you can strengthen your core, it's going to take some of that stress from your back. And then even like, if you're going to like work out, like if your core isn't activated when you're doing, say, any sort of squats, push-ups, lunges, like whatever movement you think about, your core is probably engaged unless you're like sitting doing bicep curls, but then you're still sitting tall. So like, no matter what you're doing, your core is being worked. So if it's stronger, it's going to just help support everything. And like I said, if you're, you know, trying to get stronger and get your back squat up, get your deadlift up, get your strict press up, or if you're a weightlifter, your core is being involved. So no matter what you're doing, your core is working. So if your core is stronger, you're just going to be healthier. Or if you're a mom and you're carrying your kid, like what connects the ground to like where you're carrying your kid? Yeah, there's your core. And so it's so important in everything we do. And I feel like a lot of people do core work, but like I said, they like feel their lower back while they're doing it. And they don't know, like, even if you're sitting here, don't know how to activate their core. So I think that's, you know, something that's just very basic, but it's hard for a lot of people.
Yeah. If you are somebody who experiences back pain, which I think is a lot of people because of the reasons that you just laid out. I mean, just imagine not having that pain anymore and being able to live pain free. I think that obviously it's great to have a great looking body, but just to be pain free, I'm sure that that's got to be just one of the greatest benefits that you hear so much about. When somebody says to you, or you hear, I've just got bad genetics. I can't do this. What do you think?
I think that you can always outwork bad genetics, and it's like, have you tried? I feel like, you know, you can look at your parents, and some people look at their parents or whatever, and they're like, they don't want to be healthy. Like they don't eat well, they don't exercise. I have bad genetics, but you see people also that may have parents that aren't into fitness or don't eat well, and they're in extreme shape because they've used their genetics as motivation. And it's like, okay, like I get, you know, genetic makeup is definitely part of where you hold body fat, you know, like how, like your metabolism and things like that. But that sounds like an excuse to me. Like you can always get better and you can be healthier. And I tell people too, like, it's not necessarily always about the looks. Like it's just about being healthier and feeling better. There's times where, you know, I don't work out due to whatever's going on and I can feel myself just like everything does start to hurt. And then I feel more tired. And so I'm like, it's not necessarily just how you look. Like there's a lot more that goes into play of why you should work out. You're just going to feel better. You're going to be able to think clear. And I mean, it's one of the best like stress reducers there is out there. So there's so many reasons to work out, not just because of how you look or, you know, you have bad genetics. Well, try. I promise you're going to see results, even if you have bad genetics, if you make healthier changes.
Yeah, I think that that's really well said. And there are so many secondary byproducts that are so important that I think so many of us could greatly benefit from. I think we could always be more confident. And when you start working out, you're going to be more confident, and it's nothing but a good thing. So genetics is one thing. How about diet? How important is what I'm putting in my mouth with my ability to be physically healthy?
It's equally as important as working out. And that's what I say, like, you know, a lot of people try to complicate it and it's like, just eat more vegetables, eat more lean protein, you know, try and eat those whole grains and find foods that you like. I think that's the most important thing. Like, oh, well, everybody says I need to eat broccoli and grilled chicken and plain sweet potatoes or whatever it is. And it's like, no, like if you don't enjoy that, don't. Like you can, I've seen people get very creative with vegetables, whether they stir fry them or add, like you can add healthy fats like olive oils. I love like basic garlic powder. I love everything but the bagel seasoning. And we need salt too. Like I feel like that's something a lot of people are like, oh, stay away from, you can't have salt. And it's like, you need a little salt, especially if, you know, we live in hotter climates, you're going to sweat. And you need to replenish that. So seasoning foods the way that you like and finding those vegetables that you like. I love almost all vegetables, but like, especially like peppers and spinach, things like that. Like, I really love eating, and even fruits, like find foods that you enjoy. That's the biggest thing. It doesn't matter what, like if someone's like I said, I feel like grilled chicken breast and broccoli and plain sweet potatoes are what people always told me, especially when I was competing in physique. And so I always go back to that, and it's like, no, like you can eat other meats or things, like if you're vegetarian, like any kind of beans and tofu and things like that, and just season it up, find things you like and find things that you can stick with. And, you know, if you're craving a cookie, eat a cookie. The worst thing is you're craving a cookie, you starve yourself, or you like, don't let yourself eat that cookie from, and then all of a sudden you eat all the cookies, all the ice cream, all the cake, everything in sight. And so like, you know, treat yourself a little bit. And like, as far as like getting results, like physically, we've seen people get results, you know, from just adding in like our programs and eating what they are eating, but they definitely get results faster when they change their eating and they start to eat more clean. And I think part of the beauty of working out too is you're doing all this hard work when you're working out, and then all of a sudden you start making healthier choices in the kitchen because you're like, I just worked so hard. Like, I don't want to, you know, negate the fact, all the good work that I did by eating bad. And so people start to slowly, or they start drinking more water because it's like, oh, I just worked out, like I'm thirsty. And so I think when you work out, it makes you want to make those healthier choices in the kitchen as well.
Yeah, I think it definitely creates virtuous cycles for sure, instead of those vicious ones that that we want to avoid. But it sounds like our diet, our nutrition is not dissimilar from exercise, where it's valuable to have a plan and to be consistent with it. Do you do meal prep, Carrie? Is that something you've done?
Yes, I do. I just find that to be super beneficial and just sets you up for success. I'm the kind of person, like right after I work out, it's like for the next 10 minutes, I'm like not hungry. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm starving. So I find that meal prep just helps me to be prepared for those times when I get hungry, and then it keeps you on track and you're not eating out. Cause I know a lot of people, you know, end up eating out because they don't have something, or like, especially on their way home from work for dinner, it's like, I don't have anything at home, I'm just going to stop and grab something. And like, I went out to eat and got fajitas the other day, and people in my story, I was like, oh, like a cheat meal. People are like, oh, that's healthy. And I was like, but they put other oils and stuff in it too. Like, you don't know what's going to be in the food when you go out to eat. And like, on paper, it looks healthy: chicken, grilled peppers, grilled onions, some rice and beans, guacamole, tomatoes, lettuce. Like, it looks like it's healthy, but like I said, you don't know what they're putting in it. And when I do meal prep, I know exactly what is in it. I also get a meal prep service that helps me with some of my food, Rosie Joe. So she sends a lot of meats and lean proteins so that I can just add my vegetables and then have my carbs on the side as well. So I think just setting yourself up for success is huge, whether you meal prep yourself or whether you have someone that does the meal delivery that tells you exactly what is in the food.
Yeah, I love it. I'm all about positioning myself and people for success. And the more we can do that and control those controllable things, probably the more success we're going to have. So stop overcomplicating everything, Carrie.
I know, right? Right. Awesome. Like you said, simple is best. Simple is best.
Mm-hmm. Well, Carrie, thank you so much. Like, go ahead.
And just, yeah, for everybody, like finding what works for you, you know, trying different things, see what you can stick with, and do that.
Yeah, it's a one size does not fit all with anything in life, and certainly with everything we've been talking about. So, okay, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage? Where can they take advantage and find out about Power Abs Fit and then the new program Fit Strength Pro?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me. That was fun. And my Instagram is Carrie Pierce CrossFit. So just my name and then CrossFit. My Facebook page is Carrie Pierce CrossFit Games Athlete. So very similar. And then our website with all of the programs is powerabs.shop, powerabs.shop.
Perfect. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Carrie your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to powerabs.shop and find our Instagram at Carrie Pierce CrossFit and Facebook, Carrie Pierce CrossFit Athlete.
Yeah, CrossFit Games Athlete.
My pen literally ran out of ink as we were talking, and I've been trying to like scribble, but anyway, it's a me problem. So I will list all of those in the notes of the show. And I'm such a believer in exercise and fitness. So if you are in a position that this resonated with you, definitely check out everything that Carrie is working on. She's got an amazing Instagram page, and these products are incredible. So check them out. Thanks again, Carrie.
Thank you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, as we are all in this together.